Anti-smart meter residents have won a victory in the fight against PG&E smart meter conversion campaign. California residents concerned about the accuracy in usage billing and those radio wave emissions from those smart meters can opt out, having an analog meter instead. Joining us live now from the EMF Safety Network, it's based in Sebastopol, is Sandy Maurer. Sandy, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
It sounds like the cries from some of those concerned about smart meters is being heard.
It's better late than never, a big concession by PG&E.
And what does this actually mean? How does this sort of opt-out or conversion program going to work?
Well, just to clarify, the concession about people being able to keep their analog meters coming from PG&E were comments that were submitted to the California Public Utilities Commission, otherwise known as the CPUC. And it will be up to the CPUC to decide whether or not they will agree with PG&E, but likely, since they pretty much rubber stamp all of most of PG&E's requests, that it will be granted.
So if you have an analog meter right now in your house, you can keep it?
Yes.
Would there be?
I would say that it's very, very likely that this is going to be the case. Again, this is just a proposal or comments that were submitted by PG&E, but likely the PUC will recommend that people can keep their analog meters. So it's a big concession by PG&E.
If you keep your analog meter, would there be an additional charge?
They will try and charge people, but in our opinion, the fees to opt out are arbitrary. They're not based on any realistic figures or any cross-examined figures, and they're punitive. So basically, they want to discourage people from keeping their analog meters. And they're using the fee, they're leveraging the fees to try to punish people for not taking the smart meter. So we will continue to argue about this and fight for people's rights to have that meter off their home at no cost, and the shareholders should be paying for this, because these meters were forced upon people, and they were forced upon people without full disclosure of what kind of technology was being put on their home.
So, Sandy, now let's say you had a smart meter installed because of, as you say, the PG&E required that, and you want to go back to an analog meter. Is there some sort of mechanism in place for that?
This will be decided by the Public Utilities Commission within the next couple months. But I would urge people to go to a website called smartmeterhelp.com. And this is a place where people can file their complaints. And their this is a joint project of Stop Smart Meters and the EMF Safety Network. And smartmeterhelp.com. And they can file a complaint and demand that there should be no fees associated with opting out.
I understand. How long do you think it'll take the CPUC, as you said, to make a final decision so we really know which direction to go?
Well, it could be in a matter of months, or it could be possibly up to a year.
So we really don't.
We're kind of
in this quagmire right about now.
We don't know. We're asking for evidentiary hearings on the health impacts, because we've had hundreds of complaints of people recognizing that their sleep or headaches or ringing in the ears is connected with the meters. And so the public, this is a real saturation of the air with microwave radiation from the meters. They work in a mesh network, and each meter transmits up to, or an average of 10,000 radiation pulses per meter per day. And PG&E is now admitting to this. And the World Health Organization has recognized that this type of radiation is a possible carcinogen.
Sandy, just out of curiosity, what do you think turned the tide here to where we're now starting to talk about you could keep your, you know, what was that?
Well, last week PG&E terminated about a half dozen women's power for removing the smart meter and restoring the analog. And these women did this because they were suffering health problems. And one of them was a mother whose children was having headaches and bloody noses since the smart meter was installed. So I believe PG&E had a real wake-up call in that people were not going to back down, because they had terminated their power, and they said that they could have their power back on if they had a radio off meter, and people refused. So in order to avoid a public relations nightmare, PG&E turned their power back on, and now they've come out and said, okay, well, we'll let you have the analogs back.
Yeah. Sounds like people taking a stand is what really took turned the point.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I just wanted to get that website once again, Sandy, for those who would like to find out more, or, as you said, to log in and register about their concerns of the smart meters?
Yes, this is a website where people can file their complaint. It's called smartmeterhelp.com. And they can get more information from the emfsafetynetwork.org as well. But the smartmeterhelp.com, people can file their complaint, and their complaints will then go to the Public Utilities Commission, to the utilities, and to their state legislators, and to the governor.
I understand. Sounds like, in a small way, Sandy, the squeaky wheel finally got some attention here.
It's a better than late never. Better late than never, big concession by PG&E, but we have a long way to go to ensure public safety.
Sandy, thanks so much for your valuable time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's Sandy Maurer. She works for the EMF Safety Network. It's based in Sebastopol, and PG&E apparently relinquishing a bit on those smart meters.